Hello, my name is Alice. You have received the department. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. How can I help you?
Hey, I have a question here. I'm an out-of-state resident of Alabama. I'm a full-time RVer. Am I eligible for the vaccine in your state?
It just depends on where you would go get it at, sir.
Okay, and how can I find – I've been on all these websites looking at all these places, but they don't really – when it goes in and puts in for eligibility, it doesn't give me a place to say that I have diabetes, I'm age 64, and extenuating circumstances. So, I'm hitting the dead end on all that.
With that, that the new phase starts on the 22nd, and you would qualify then with your age and your health issues. I really don't think where you live is a big – problem, because you know it's exceptions to every rules. I know that, you know, I've heard elderly people that has got it in Alabama that lived in Texas just because they was in Alabama visiting. So I don't think your where you consider home makes a difference.
Yeah, but this is not my home. I'm just here for a couple months, you know, visiting. And I don't really have a residence because I have a mailing box in South Dakota because I don't have a home or anything anymore. I just have my motorhome is it.
Right. So I don't think that would be a problem, you getting it here. But for you to qualify as an individual, it will open up on the 22nd of this month, and you'll qualify and you can register then.
Okay. Yeah, and I hope your website's going to reflect that, because every time I go into one of those eligibility things, it does not have a place for people with extenuating circumstances. So, yeah, and Mississippi says they will not give one, because if I don't live there or work there, in Florida the same way, they're doing residence only. So I'm in a catch-22, man. I'm getting, you know,
Is there any? You have any other questions?
No, I think that's enough. Thank you. The 22nd. I'll check back into things.
Okay. And I'd like to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay. Thank you. You have a nice day.